Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. We have things to say as we yield to the Lord. The Lord will fill our mouth with His words. When He does, it's perfect. It will hit the spot. It will be a blessing to people. God loves people. Anytime you yield yourself to, you yield to the Lord, you're available to be a blessing, and you are a blessing. And you speak His word in life. He will help you go forward. He will help you do the wiser things in life. He will help you to say what's necessary. It's very important. If we only look at what we do alone, then that's how we'll govern our lives. But if we look at what He can do, is He helps us. He's that Jesus is there always to help us. One of His names means God with us. The Holy Spirit was sent to guide us into all truth. With this kind of wisdom at our hand, we can be a blessing to people. We can become the hand of God, because He will supply us with the wisdom and logic and knowledge and love that we need. We receive love from God, and we can relay it to other people. These are the kind of people that God can anoint. And every time people yield to the Lord, they can be a super blessing. A person that go about doing good can be a blessing. But when you go about doing good, yielding to the Lord, you become a super blessing. You can speak the words of life. If you're married, always speak words of life to your wife, to your husband, to your children. It's even been proven that if you speak words of life to plants, your flowers, they do better. And if you speak words of hate, they die. There was somebody in the college, they got two identical plants, and they spoke life to one and mean words to the other, and the ones that got the mean words spoken to, it withered. The other one flourished. We can be that blessing. We can be the super blessing. But if you don't receive a fresh supply of the love of God, if you live a life of worship, you can do this. If you fill your heart with God's word, you can do this. Now, I talk about these things so often, so many different ways. But you can do this. This is doable. Anybody can do it. You don't have to be well known. You don't have to have a long degree behind your name. You don't have to go to seminary. You don't have to go to college. But you do have to be a student. And you do have to yield to the Lord. Being a student is just opening your eyes to the truth of God. Now I want to share something that I was doing the Sunday school lesson just yesterday, and I saw some things that we have to do. The Lord put the tree of life in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now the tree of life, it's a choice to eat off the tree of life. It's just like studying the word of God, asking the Lord your questions, drawing near to the Lord. These are choices that you make. And doing evil is a choice. But when you fill your heart with the word of God, just like John said, whosoever's born of God cannot sin. Being born again is that's like Adam. He was made perfect. Being born again, you're just like Adam was. You're new. You got a brand new heart, brand new spirit. You're not corrupt anymore. You have power over sin. You experience the love of God, and your heart is charged with the love of God. But you still don't know God unless you take time and eat off the tree of life, which is seeking the Lord, trusting the Lord, taking the Lord at His word, getting to know Him. Hosea 6 and 3 says, following on to know the Lord. This is the way that you get to know Him. This is the way that you go forward. This is how you become born of God. After you're born again, fill your heart with His word, and you won't be sinning anymore. You'll learn how life works. A lot of Christians are not learning, and they're not growing. And they do what they see other Christians do. They're not living the standards of the Word of God. They're living the standards of their surrounding, the standards of their organization, their religion, the people that they're around that are also not growing, or people that grow to a point and stop. But if you go on to follow God, if you follow on to know the Lord, that's the way to be born of God, receiving His word. Now you can't draw faith from error. A misinterpretation of the word cannot give you faith. In fact, it will hinder your faith because you believe the word amiss. But see, the word of God clarifies itself. If you read a few scriptures in your daily word diet, then you'll stick to the old confines of your surroundings and your religion. And, you know, that's what cold religion teach. But when you read the chapters, things that don't fit will be more obvious. And this takes time. It doesn't happen in one day. But if over time, as you continue to study the Word of God, the Holy Spirit will help you make all your adjustments. And the more you make adjustments, the easier life becomes. And the more you can accomplish. Your will gets stronger. Your resilience against evil gets stronger. Adam, in his perfect condition, he had resilience against eating off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And he didn't do it until Eve did it. And Eve wouldn't have done it if they spent more time eating off the tree of life, learning God's ways, following on to know God. Deception depends on a lack of knowledge somewhere. See, when you fortify yourself in the Word of God, it's harder for Satan to deceive you. And it will become impossible if you follow the process of life. If you continue to learn God's Word and do it, You develop a greater love for God. You have greater abilities in Him, and you have more hatred for the things of evil. And your appetite for God increases, and the things of the world, the appetite for it decreases. What I did in the areas of temptation, when the enemy was trying to tempt me, he was trying to wear me down. And I didn't like it. I didn't want to live the way he was trying to suggest me to live. So I started doing combat. And one of the things I did, thank God for Charles Capson, he taught us how to speak the word of God and confess it. And I started saying with my mouth, I hate the evil way. David said it too in the Psalms. He said, the evil way I hate. I said, that's a good confession. So I started hating the evil way. I started hating what's wrong. And when I started hating what's wrong, it started working. And as I did so, it worked. My life became greater and stronger. And everywhere I go, I can follow God and do His will. As we go forward in Him, we can do God's work. And as we live in according to his word, we can go forward doing all that's in his heart. The way of evil won't work. But as we go forward doing all that's in his heart. We grow from glory to glory. And as you yield to the Lord, you can know him. That's the only way to get to know what's possible. People that stick to the things that they know, the things that they do, they're used to their own strength. See, and I talk a lot about cold religion. Cold religion is not an accident, it's an attack. A neutralization of the Word of God. The enemy uses tares in organizations. That's why you can't trust tares. You can't trust organizations to pull off a mighty move of God. That rarely happens anymore. Because tares, they lower the standards of God. And people that's been in organizations a long time, if they don't have a love for God's word, they get used to the things of the organization. They get used to life being a certain way. They see the scriptures a certain way. And they become neutral. They become comfortable. The enemy will tempt you with comforts. You can't trust comforts. You can't trust riches. You can't trust anything but the living love of God. You have to trust him. That's the only way you'll find out what you're truly capable of in him. Lester Sumrall said that most moves of God, they're by people, individuals more than organizations. See, individuals, the Lord can anoint that person. And once you know what to watch out for, you can flourish. You can avoid anything that's dying, you can avoid it. God told Abraham, leave your family, your country, and your father's house. Leave what's dead, sick, and dying. And go to a land I will show you. You have to disconnect from perishable vision and receive new vision. It's not that you don't love the people. You do love the people, but you cannot make people do what they will not do. But see, the Lord has people out there, individuals. See, this mighty move of God that's going on right now, it's among people that love him, that draw near, and they do works of righteousness, and they're making the day. They're making the difference. As we go forward in him, doing all that's in his heart, we can do some things. But if you're going to do things the old way, you'll know nothing about it. People are looking for the greatest revival on earth, and it's happening right now. People are looking for they want to see it, but I don't believe you're going to see this until you get to heaven. I am not dogmatic about it, but I know the things that the Lord have taught me, and I know the things that he's confirmed. The greater moves of God will be by people that are not well known. People that just follow him. And he'll reap a greater harvest with people that'll obey him than organizations who format him. If you format God, you can't get to know him good. You know him a little bit. You know of him. But nevertheless, it's better than nothing, a format. An organization. It's kind of like seeing a strong young person, and you know they got so much potential. They can learn to be professional people. They're strong. They can learn to be a Marine. They can learn to be a, they can become an athlete. They can become a military. They can excel in sports. They have all this raw potential. So when I see people that in organizations, Baptist, Methodist, Holiness, Word of Faith, see, I'm naming all of them because organizations are made of people. And people do the same things. They just do it a little different. Organizations are good, but they're not perfect. The Holy Spirit is perfect. And He can cause you, my friend, to do a perfect work. Even if you're in an organization, but you still, if you're in an organization and you're not going to, and sometimes the Lord will have you in an organization, but you still got to follow God. But if you're waiting on an organization to do a mighty move of God, you might be waiting for a very long time. But if you follow God yourself in your everyday walk, you'll be surprised at what God can take your life and do with it. When you're willing and obedient, you can do all things through Christ. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.